السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a good week. So today we are going to continue where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. And then inshallah our lesson today is going to be from ayah number 155 to ayah number 158. So we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs. And then inshallah after that we will move on to the tajweed analysis and take a look at some of the rules that appear within these ayahs. So inshallah, we'll start from the beginning of our lesson, ayah number 155. If y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we read, inshallah, from the beginning of our lesson. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك فاتبعوه واتقوا لعلكم ترحمون أن تقولوا إنما أنزل الكتاب على طائفتين من قبلنا وإن كنا عن دراستهم لغافلين أو تقولوا لو أنا أنزل علينا الكتاب لكنا أهدى منهم فقد جاءكم بينة من ربكم وهدى ورحمة فمن أظلم ممن كذب بآيات الله وصدف عنها سنجزي الذين يصطفون عن آياتنا سوء العذاب بما كانوا يصطفون هل ينظرون إلا أن تأتيهم الملائكة أو يأتي ربك أو يأتي بعض آيات ربك يوم يأتي بعض آيات ربك لا ينفع نفسا إيمانها لم تكن آمنت من قبل أو كسبت في إيمانها خيرا قل انتظروا إنا منتظرون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 155 to ayah number 158. Now inshallah, we'll go back to the start of these ayat and take a look at the tajweed analysis. Starting from ayah number 155, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهذا كتاب أنزلناه مبارك. So here we are beginning with a two-count mad asli. Ha is a two-count mad. Tha is a two-count mad. Kita is a two-count mad. So anytime we have a mad and we are reciting, we do want to make sure that we are remaining consistent with our mudud, that our two-count is always going to be consistently two counts. So we're not going to make it any shorter or longer. Once we have started our recitation, we are able to set a pace, and then we are going to try to be as consistent with that throughout our recitation as possible. So ha should be the same count as tha and da. So all three of these are a two count mad. So we are going to make sure that it is very consistent, and this is going to beautify the recitation. And then here, kitabun anzalna, this is going to be a nun sakin rule. This is the rule of idhar. So we see that there is a nun sakin or a tanween followed by one of the throat letters, which is the letter hamza here in this case. Hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. So we are going to pronounce this nun sound very, very clearly. We are going to give this nun tawassut as well, meaning we are going to rest on this nun for a moment and then move on to the next letter, which is the letter hamza, which is one of the throat letters. Kitabun anzalna. So just rest on that nun sound, give it tawassut, and then move on to the next letter. Anzalna, this is again going to be another nun sakin rule, and this is the rule of ikhfa. So we see there is a nun sakin followed by one of the ikhfa letters, meaning that we will hide that nun sound within the makhraj of the next letter, which is the letter zay. Anzalnahu, lam has tawassut, rest on this for a moment. Na is a two count mad. Anzalnahu mubarakun, ba is a two count mad. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. It is one of those letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. So this is going to be a heavy ra. Mubarakun fa, this is going to be ikhfa again, nun sakin or tanween followed by one of the ikhfa letters. Just say that nun sound and kind of hide into the makhraj of the next letter, which is the letter fa. Fattabi'uhu, ayn is going to be a two count mad. Ayn is from the middle of the throat. There is going to be a little bit of constriction on the middle of the throat as you say this letter. Ruhu, and this is a two count mad. Wattaku, that is going to be light. Qaf is going to be heavy. It is part of Khussa, Dakhth, and Gil, which are the heavy letters, and Qaf is one of them. So do make sure that you are having your mouth feel a little bit full. You should be raising the back of the tongue just a little bit as well to make this letter heavy. Wattaqu, and this is a two-count mad as well, two-count heavy mad. La'allakum, mim has tawassut, so rest on this mim. Turhamun, ra also has tawassut. So we are going to rest on that as well. The letters of tawassut are Lin Umar. Anytime we have any of these letters with sukun, we are going to make sure that we rest on them for just a moment. Ra in this case is going to be heavy as well. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, and then we end on a four count mad. Taqulu, this is going to be nun with a sukun. This is going to be ikhfa. Taqulu, qaf is going to be heavy, and this is a two-count mad. Lu, this is going to be a four-count mad. This one is mad ja'iz munfasil, because I see the mad and the hamza are within two separate words. So we'll pull this for four counts for mad ja'iz. Innama unzila, this is again going to be a four-count mad ja'iz munfasil mad. Mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Pull that for four counts. Unzila, this is going to be nun sakin, rule of ikhfa. Zay is a letter of ikhfa, so you are going to go ahead, hide that nun sound within the next letter. Unzila al-kitabu, lam has tawassut, rest on this for a moment. That is a two-count mad. A'ala, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. La is a two-count mad. Ta'ifatayn, this is going to be a four-count mad. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil, because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. So I'm going to pull this for four counts. Ta'ifatayni, this is going to be madlin in tay. Maddan ma, 1.5. Min qabalina, this is going to be ikhfa, because qaf is a heavy letter. The nun sakin is also going to be heavy. So this is a heavy ikhfa, followed by a heavy letter, followed by a letter with qalqala. Qablina. So qaf is heavy, ba is going to have qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, meaning it has a little bit of a bounce when we have this letter with sukun. Wa in kunna ikhfa, kunna, this is going to be a two count mad. An dirasatihim ikhfa, ra in this case will be heavy because of the fatha. Dirasatihim, mim has tawassut. Laghafilin, ghain is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa, dakhth, and gil, one of the permanently heavy letters. So make sure that this is heavy, and because it is a two count mad, that mad is going to be heavy as well. Ghafilin, this is going to be a four count mad. Aw taqulu, aw is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Taqulu, ku is going to be a two count mad. Lu is going to be a two count mad. Law, this is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. Anna unzila, this is going to be a four count mad. This one is going to be madja is munfasil, because the mad and the hamza are within two separate words. Unzila, this is going to be ikhfa. Alayna, ayn from the middle of the throat. Lay is madlin, maddan ma, 1.5. علينا الكتاب. لام has توسط. تا is going to be a two count med. لكنا أهدى. This is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med جائز منفصل because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. أهدى. Ha is a letter of hems, meaning that when this letter has sukun, there is going to be quite a lot of air that is coming up. Because this is the letter ha, that is from the lower throat, the air is going to come from the chest. So we're going to try to avoid coming from the throat too much, because then it will sound like the other type of ha. Ah, ah. So this is the other ha. So this ha is closer to the chest, down from the throat. Ah, da. So it's more of a deeper kind of sound, close to the chest. That is going to be a two-count med. Minhum, nun sakin here is going to be pronounced clearly. It has idhar. So we see that the next letter is one of the throat letters, which is ha. Minhum, nun and mim, in both of these cases, they have sukun. And it also has thawassut, meaning just rest on them for a moment. Faqad, qaf here is heavy. Dal has qalqala. It is part of qutub jad. Again, anytime we have any of these letters of qutub jad, you are going to just give it a little bit of that bounce. This is the rule of qalqala. Faqad ja'akum. This is a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within that same word. Ja'akum bayyinatum min rabbikum. Here, this is going to be an idgham. We see that there is a nun sakin followed by the letter mim. Mim also has shadda. So anytime you have a nun sakin or tanween followed by a letter with shadda, you do know that it is going to be idgham. So just to confirm, mim is one of the letters of idgham, which are yarmalun or yanmu, specifically idgham with ghunna. So we are going to merge this together, bring this up into the nose. Bayyinatum mir rabbikum. And then again, there is nun sakin followed by a letter with shadda. This one is also going to be idgham. However, it is one of the letters of idgham without ghunna, lam, and ra, meaning that you will not bring this up into the nose. There is going to be no sound of nun. Instead, you are just going to merge this together. Mir rabbikum. So just go straight from that meme to that letter ra. Ra here is going to be heavy in this case because it has a fatha. Rabbikum, meme has the wasut. Wahudan wa, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. Merge this together. I see there is a nun sakin or a tanween followed by the letter waw, which is one of the letters again of ghunna. Yarmalun. So we are going to merge these together and give it idgham. Warahma. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. And then we end here on a ha with a sukun, a ta marbuta. Because we have stopped here, it is going to have sukun. And this ha, again, is going to be close from the chest. So the first ha from the middle of the throat, the second ha close to the chest. And both of these are letters of hams, meaning that there is going to be quite a lot of air as we say this letter. Rahma. So you can hear that difference. The first one is warmer. It is closer to the throat. Rah. And the second one is going to be from the chest. Mah. And that one's a little bit of a deeper sound, almost like a sigh. So we are going to make sure that there is a distinction between the two of them and that we are giving them proper air, proper humps, because both of these letters are letters of sukun. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ نُنْ سَاكِنْ followed by the letter Hamza, which is one of the throat letters. This is the rule of idhar. Nun sakin is pronounced very clearly. أَظْلَمُ law here is going to be heavy. It is part of خُسَى دَغْدٌ قِلْضٌ, which are one of the permanently heavy letters. مِمَّنْ كَذَّبَ meme here is going to have ghunna. Rest on this for a moment. And then the next nun sakin is going to be ikhfa. Kadhaba bi ayatillahi. Name of Allah here is going to be light because the letter before has a kasra. Well, sadafa anha. Sad is going to be heavy. It is the only letter in this word that is heavy. So make sure that waw, dal, and fa are all light. Wa, sa, da, fa. So make sure dal and fa or waw do not become heavy as well. Anha, ayn from the middle of the throat. Noon has sukun. Ha is going to be a two-count med. Sanajzil ladina. Jim here is going to have qalqala. It's going to have a little bit of that bounce. Sanajzil ladina. This is a two-count med. Yaslifuna. Sad is going to be heavy. Fu is a two-count med. An ayatina. Noon sakin here is going to have idhar. Noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters, which is hamza. So nun sound is going to be very clear. And then also it is going to be a letter of tawassut. So rest on this for a moment. آياتنا. آ is a two count mad. يا is a two count mad. نا is a two count mad. سوء العذاب. This is a four count mad. This is mad واجب متصل. Mad and Hamza are within that same word. سوء العذاب. That is a two count mad. بما two count mad. كا is a two count mad. نو is a two count mad. يصلفون. صاد here is going to be heavy. And then we end on four count. مد عدد للسكون. هل ينظرون. لام has توسط. ضاء in this case is heavy. It is one of the permanently heavy letters. خص ضغط قلب. راء in this case is heavy because it has a ضمة. إلا أن تأتيهم. This is a four count مد. This is going to be مد جائز منفصل. مد and همزة are within two separate words. أن تأتيهم. This is إخفاء. تأتيهم. همزة here has جهر because it has a سكون. This means that that sound is abruptly going to stop in the throat as we say this letter. You're not going to roll it around in the throat and you're not going to extend this or elongate it in any way. Just stop abruptly in the throat to give it that sound of Hamza. تأتيهم. So you hear there is that sharpness, that jerkiness, and this is what is characteristic of the Hamza, and it is going to differentiate it from a two-count med. So تأتيهم, two-count med. تأتيهم, this is with Hamza and Sukun. تأتيهم الملائكة, this is a four-count med. This is med واجب متصل. Med and Hamza are within that same word. O مدلين, مد and mat, 1.5. يأتي, again, Hamza with a Sukun. This is going to have jahar. Give it that sharpness. Abruptly kind of stop that sound. Rabbuka, ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Oh, this is madlin, madan ma, 1.5. Ya'tiya, again, hamza with a sukun, jahar, very sharp sound. Ya'tiya, ba'adu, ayn has tawassut, so roll that around in the throat. Lu, lad is heavy, khusa dakhlin gilf. Ayati, this is a two count mad in a. Ya is a two count med as well. Rabbik, ra here is going to be heavy. And then gaf has hem, so give it a little bit of air. Yawma ya'ti, again, hamza with jahar. Ba'adu, dad is heavy. Ayati, this is a med badil, two count. Ya is also a med asli, two count. Rabbika, ra here is going to be heavy. La, this is a two count med. Yanfa'u, ayn has the wasut. Sorry, ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat, so it has a little bit of constriction. Yanfa'u. Nafsan, fa is going to have hams. Nafsan imanuha, this is going to be idhar. Nun sakin, pronounced very clearly. And then the next letter is hamza, which is one of the throat letters. Imanuha. E is a two-count med. Ma is a two-count med. Nuha is a two-count med. Lam takun, nun sakin here is idhar. Noon sound is pronounced very clearly because the next letter is hamza, which is the letter of the throat. Takun amanat, so just rest on this noon. A is a two count med. Amanat min qabalu, noon sakin is going to be heavy here because the letter after is heavy and this is going to be ikhfa. Qabalu, that here is going to have qalqala, it is part of qutub jad. O, this is going to be madnin, madan ma, kasabat. That here is going to have hams. Fi imaniha. This is going to be a four count med. This is med ja'iz munfasil. Med and hamza are within two separate words. Imaniha. E is a two count med. Ma is a two count med. Ha is a two count med. Khayra. Khay is going to be heavy. This is madlin and kha is a permanently heavy sound. Part of khusa dakhlin kil. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. And because there is fathatain, two fathas here, and I have stopped, then this is going to be a two-count med. This is known as madl iwad. Khayra. So now this is a two-count med. Qulin tadiru. Ra here is going to be heavy, and this is a four-count med. This is med ja'iz munfasil. Med and hamza are within two separate words. Inna, two-count med. Muntadirun. Ra here is heavy. Khussa daqtin kil. Ra here is heavy because it has a dhamma. Inshallah, we'll stop here for today. That is our lesson. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.